Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Power Your Life. I'm Joanne White. And many of us really think about what does it mean to be authentic and to have integrity, not just in our personal lives and our relationships, also in our business. And I think that that's really very important today when businesses are changing and there's a lot of shifting going on in the world. And it's important to have that aspect within our business. And so we're very fortunate today to have a colleague and a friend of mine. Her name is Dr. Andrea Lee. She's a national speaker, an international author, and an in-demand certified life and business coach with her Andrea Lee Consulting Firm, locations in Michigan, Florida, and in Texas. Her company provides professional education with her world-renowned VIP Authentic Leadership Development and Team Building Certification Program. Andrea has participated in television and radio interviews and is showcased in several local business news articles. She has 17-plus direct and indirect corporate experience in distinguished companies such as Standard Federal Corporate, Kelly Services Corporate, Breckenridge Investments, Ford Motor Credit, General Motors, and many more. She's developed special coaching interests in individual career transitions and for people who are looking to start a business of their dreams and for small business owners who've experienced a failure to launch and really need crisis management within their business. Andrea is also an incredible author, and her numerous books, authored and co-authored, include Go in Your Own Way, Accepting Your True Self, The Coaching Guru, Tapping into Your Inner Vision, The Self-Esteem Guide for Women, and so much more. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself? Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, and I'm great. And let's talk a little bit about how you started your business and what that was about. You worked in many different corporate companies. When did you really decide to launch your business and why?
Well, it was actually after my husband and I had our second child. She was born premature, 3 months premature. And my husband had a very frank and honest conversation with me, as most husbands do. And he asked me to quit school and also to stop working part-time, and that he made enough money and he wanted me to stay at home. And that thought just really scared me because I wanted to be a parent, but I also wanted to have something for myself. I wanted to have that life outside of my family. And this was my pivotal focus to move forward and actually start my business.
You know, it's interesting, Andrea, because a lot of, not just women, but a lot of men, especially these days, really go through that soul searching in terms of business and work and whatever. And hence, there are so many entrepreneurs being born who, like yourself, who say, I want to work, I want to have my business, yet my kids are important, I need the flexibility, I need the time. And they're able, like you, to do some incredible things. So bravo for that. Now, you also have something that's called the Andrea Lee Start. And I find it fascinating. So I just want to know what that is and why that is innovative and cutting edge. You and I spoke about it, but I think our listeners would really love to get a handle on that. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs and people who are ready, willing, able to start their business or maybe even in business. What is the Andrea Lee Start?
Well, the And Really Start is actually a program that was created a couple of years ago, and it used to be under a different name, which was Business in a Box, which we later changed a year ago. And what it is it's a collaborative approach of to a brand new business owner. Okay, you as a brand new business, you don't know what you don't know. And it's difficult. It's like a learning curve every single day in the first 18 months of a brand new business. So think of the Andrea Lee Start as a boardroom filled with company directors, okay? And those each director is established in their respective field. Let's say a CPA, an insurance person, financial services, even a website SEO company, okay? They all come together to collaborate on the client's business. Now, what this does is this actually provides knowledge, security, and protection until that business owner becomes self-sufficient. So it's pretty much like starting your business with training wheels, and it lessens your risk, which obviously I'm sure we talk about it all the time on the radio, that 75% of businesses will fail within the first year, and the remaining 25%, majority of the 25% will actually just be idling. They will not be making money. And this program helps brand new startup businesses become a model for success. They're accelerating their profitability.
You know, I'm thinking about that because oftentimes business owners, when they're starting out, they really don't know the ins and outs, like you're saying. And this is a way to have the expertise of so many different factors that a small business owner, an entrepreneur, may not think about initially, and yet will need those services. So what you're doing is you're actually providing those under one house, one roof, with a collaborative effort of all these people that really need to go into a business to make a business thrive. And if a small business owner forgot something in terms of, okay, I need a website, I need to make sure I have insurance or whatever, you have the team and the resources that provide all that, and that really, you know, I think it's really commendable, but you're really guiding that business owner along the way to their success.
Well, and Joanne, another thing that's extremely important to realize is because of the fact that the collaborative approach with all the people and their expertise coming together, you have to think about something. They work very well together, which means the time and energy of that business owner that they have to put into the business is actually less. And, you know, time is money. You know, we're giving our clients the gift of time. And because of the fact that there is not as much time involved in setting up a business, let's be honest, it's usually 50% of the cost. So we're saving our clients 50%. It's like starting your business for 50%. And that's almost unheard of.
Let me ask you this. If you're bringing together all these people that are working together, does it have to be in a specific location? Does the business or the entrepreneur that you're serving have to be in a specific location to be able to access all these services and this team?
Most of the services, to answer your question, would be no. We are able to service national clients. However, there are a few select states that certain professions legally are not able to provide service to, such as, I believe, in the state of New York, life insurance, health insurance, things of that nature. It's quite difficult to get licensure in those states from receiving states. So I'm not sure if I'm answering your question. However, like for instance, for an attorney, we have an attorney on staff here. And that attorney will not be admitted to every state. So we would find an attorney in that client state to service under the same conditions.
Right, because actually the attorneys practice in a certain state and the laws, even the business laws governing maybe to some extent different. You did answer my question. So you talked, okay. you gave a percentage earlier about why businesses in the first year fail. What do you think are some of the reasons for failure And what could business owners do to make that different, to shift that?
Well, if you actually poll quite a number of successful companies, the business owners will say that it, hands down, it's very important to have passion. Passion for the field and the market sector that you're getting into. And with passion, you have a natural motivator, which means that you have that drive to get better at it. And because you enjoy what you're doing, it's fun. You're not really feeling like you're going to work. And in addition to that, you're keeping your procrastination and hesitation at bay, which is the number one time zapper, as you may call it. So I would say passion. If you do not have passion for your business and what you're doing, a service or product that you're providing, then you're doing yourself a disservice.
You know, I think passion is incredibly important, but I know that's not enough to keep a business afloat and going and thriving.
Correct, and that is probably, in my business, I would say that's the number one thing that I look for when working with my clients. Now, another thing, failures can be caused by not enough research, you know, including your competitors. If you do not know what is being offered and what makes you different than your competitors, it's extremely difficult for you to relay that to your customers. And, of course, if you don't get customers, you don't have a business.
Right. And I think, too, oftentimes people go into a business, and tell me if I'm wrong, because you and I serve business clients, too, but people go into a business, and like you said, they have the passion, they have the expectations, maybe they've done the research, like you said, that's really necessary, but they don't necessarily have the skills. Now, it doesn't mean that they can't bring in people with those skills, but I think that's part of the research process, too. What skills do I need? And an honest assessment as to, well, do I have these skills? Do I need to bring in outside people who have them because I don't? So that you're really not getting caught in the middle with, oh, my God, I don't know what to do here.
Well, when, let's say someone's an employee of another company, they really would only have to focus on their profession, providing a service or product, what, you know, their job description would be. But with a business owner, the person has to focus on the profession, but business operations and marketing. So if a client comes into the office and wants to start a business, but they do not have, let's say, a good handle on business operations or marketing, or they don't know how to do accounting, you know, we identify the weaknesses that they may have and give them suggestions or options where they can actually hone their strengths and their skills. It may be, hey, listen, you don't have accounting knowledge that you need for business math. Let's go ahead and what about signing up for a class or working with, you know, the CPA that's in the group or in the Andrea Lee Start. We have a lot of options, but it's so tailored to the individual situation. It's hard to create a one-size-fits-all.
So we were talking very earlier about authentic integrity, and I think that, like I said, I think it's essential, not just in life, but also very much in business. What do you mean by authentic integrity, and how do we determine if a business has that?
Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree that what is authentic integrity? Well, it has three main elements to it, which one is honesty, two would be accountability, and the third would be, of course, follow through. Now, how that applies to a business is, okay, let's say a business owner would like to obviously be honest with clients, with colleagues, and with the public, but that also includes self-honesty, you know, understanding that you're standing in your personal truth, that you are encouraged by the acceptance of your past and that you're embracing responsibility for the way things turned out. That's so important. And not only that, you're being, you're being truthful with yourself. You know, I think that's really the biggest one out of the three, honesty, is really accepting yourself and your truth.
You know, I want to add to that because I think it's also making sure that what you're doing in business, in relationships, and in your life is in keeping with your very key values. Because I've seen people, Andrea, who've had a disconnect. Maybe they're not even a business owner, but they're in a business and they're not comfortable with the way that business is running. Maybe the business, the way the business handles customers or even employees, and yet they're afraid to leave, but they're feeling totally disconnected from what their truth is, like you said, and what their values are. And it really shows up in performance, and it shows up in absenteeism, and in really having that person feel that they're comfortable in their job and have enjoying what they're doing.
Oh, yes, I completely agree. I do. And not only that, with honesty, it's doing the right thing, even if you're not able to close that big sale. And realizing that, that not closing that sale may put you back a little bit, but it's having that integrity. It's so important to have integrity and to stand, be accountable for your actions and follow through. Even though it's follow through, it creates a deeper level of trust with all that, that's around that person. It's very important. Would you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. And when you create that trust, as you're talking about, Andrea, that then people tend to want to come back, want to continue to do business with you, want that relationship to be ongoing. And so there are people that also may recommend other people to you. And so that's really key even to the success of your business.
And it's not just the big follow through. It's the tiny everyday actions that I'm talking about too. An example, I get quite a number of potential clients that make excuses when they don't call back in a stated time that they've agreed to call back on. Like, for instance, it's Monday, I'm going to call back on Thursday, and then it's the following Wednesday, and they make excuses. And what I do with my clients is I say, hey, listen, you tell that person, I am sorry, things came up, but that's no reason for me not to call you back. I am sorry. And it's amazing when someone's already on the defensive because they're upset you didn't call them back, just that, I'm sorry. That's no excuse, I'm sorry. They realize, hey, you're being accountable for your actions, which kind of goes into the accountability. Little changes that create that big impact.
Right, and I totally agree. I love what you just said, because oftentimes it's when you're admitting that you made a mistake or that you were wrong. And oftentimes I've seen this in business, and I'm sure you have too, Andrea. So many times a business owner will make a mistake and not be responsible for it, not take the blame it on his or her employees, or blame it on something else rather than being accountable. And I think that really makes such a difference in the eyes and in the views of their customers, their, you know, whomever else is involved. I have a story real fast, and somebody, as you were talking, I was thinking, I went to a networking group and I met this really savvy person, and she sounded exciting and interested about my business and was doing that with a lot of people. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. When I called her up, she didn't have any time for me. She said, send me an email. When I sent her an email, she never got back to me. She said she was so busy, come attend one of my seminars. And I just thought, you know what, forget it. Because what she was putting out initially, maybe she was different with other people, I don't know. But what she was putting out initially was that she was caring, that she was interested, that she was going to help business owners grow their business. But her accountability or follow through, whatever, you know, all the things that you've been talking about, at least with me, I can only go on that relationship or lack of, had a lot to be desired. So I thought, okay, forget it. Not interested.
Well, and I think we all have had those types of situations, and it's almost like they have great presentation skills, but there's a serious lack of follow-through. Like, they don't care. They're just interested in getting that information out, but they're not interested in following through. Or they have put so much effort with their presentation that they've not focused on how they're actually going to deliver what they have put out.
I like that. I think that's true. You and I have spoken, and you talk about misconceptions that a business owner may have about owning his or her business? What are some of them so we can help people alleviate them at the beginning?
Well, I'd love to just provide a couple, you know, just to wet your whistle here and think of some things and hopefully start a dialogue. I think one of the biggest things I see in my practice is that I hear people say, Andrea, I don't need a business plan. I just need clients. Have you heard that before?
Definitely.
And although the business plan is, it's tedious, and if you don't know what you're doing, it can be time-consuming, it's very important. A business plan strategy helps a business owner identify the target market and how and where that business owner is going to find that audience. Of course, your energy will flow where your attention goes. So I like to have an exercise where I think you'll kind of agree. I ask my clients, I want you to tell me your ideal client. Describe that ideal client to me. Most cases, I've only had one person that's actually said perfect target market, being able to articulate it. In general, most people struggle. Now, I switch the table here and I say, okay, well, tell me what your ideal client that you would not want, what that would look like. Joanne, that client will go on for a long time of what they don't want. And they're clear about what they do not want as opposed to what they do want. And before they know it, I hate to say it, but they have pretty much created their business with bum magnet clients. And they wonder why they have high maintenance customers. Have you heard that before? Have you personally seen that in your practice?
Yeah, so what you're saying is that they're focusing so much on what they don't want, and I think that's also, unfortunately, a little bit of what human nature is about. We know immediately what we don't want, and it takes us a little longer to figure out what we do want, but in business, it's really imperative, like who you want to work with and who your business is going to serve. So why do they just then focus on those people that they don't want to serve and bring those into their business? Or is that just happening by chance?
It is happening because they are clear, their energy is focusing on what their attention, where their attention is. And their attention is more focused on the clarity of what they do not want. Again, they can go on for quite some time about what client they do not want, but they've not really worked on their ideal target market, how to get them, where to get them. So they're pretty much grasping straws wherever they can get someone that's paying. They're going to accept them, and that is going to be really a instant gratification, but not long term success. And with a business plan, you have all that information pretty much already planned out. You have a business strategy. So let's say, you know, I want, like for instance, my target market would be I'm looking for people wanting to start the business of their dreams and small businesses under 25 employees that have had a failure to launch and they're in need of crisis management. That's pretty specific, isn't it?
Right, and you will get those people who need that, which is important because you have the wherewithal, the knowledge, the support team, the collaborative effort of all these incredible people to deliver exactly that, too.
Correct. And another thing that I want to bring to your attention is, as a business owner, it's extremely important to be able to network with other individuals. So if you are clear about what you want as a business owner, you're able to relay that to your networking referral partners. They are your sales force. So if you are not able to articulate what you're looking for, then you are not maximizing your potential for marketing.
I love, you know, that's so well said. That's wonderful. And, you know, Andrea, you also said something. You don't necessarily do energy work, but you did focus on something that I still think is very, very important, and that is what you said is it's in terms of what you're focusing on, where you're putting your energy, and that's really, really true about not just about business, but about anything. So if like you said, people are focusing on what they don't want in terms of their clients or whatever, that's where their attention is going. And unfortunately, Andrea, as you talked about, that's what they're going to get. Tell us a little bit more, because we only have a few minutes, about the Andrea Lee Start Program, because I love it. I love the collaborative effort. And we talked a little bit about how people benefit. What are some other benefits that small business owners and entrepreneurs can receive from that?
Well, not only from a macro standpoint, from a micro standpoint of looking at the individual team members, okay, the affiliates, we have a credit card processing advocate, okay, who is on staff that is absolutely fabulous. She is cutting edge. She's pioneering in her field of what she's doing. She does not work for the credit card companies. She does not work for a bank. She works for the business owner. She goes out, she gets the quotes, she works with the individual business owners to make sure that they are maximizing their profitability when they process credit cards. This is an example of what our team can do. You cannot find this in the yellow pages. You cannot find this in other areas of, let's say, different coaching consulting firms. Just what the services that are being provided on an individual basis with each team member is cutting edge and innovative. And there's so many services that we offer, it's difficult to pinpoint every single one.
And I like also that because you're able to do it, Andrea, you're also able to help the business owner minimize costs. I know when I started my business, and you know I have various aspects to my business, some of the quotes I got on all different things, it was like, oh my God, and investing so much money, whereby here you have something that really is an incredible tool. It's already made, and it delivers not only the expertise, but I would think peace of mind, because oftentimes when entrepreneurs or small business owners start out, like you said, they don't really know the ins and outs. They're just beginning, and you're kind of leading the way with your team, because your team's had experience, they work with other businesses, and they know exactly what the process is, regardless of the new business owner's business, because a lot of the same things are necessary in terms of accounting, in terms of a website, in terms of credit card, all of that stuff. So, bravo. I think it's ingenious. And I'm very excited about it. How long has the Andrea Lee Start been in operation?
It has been officially started as of 2 years, actually this July. So we're very proud of the success, and we're proud of the clients that have come through. And we've helped them, you know, accelerate their process. And not only that, we have taken some of the burden off of the business owner, as we're teaching them to effectively run their business. And it's very exciting to be a part of that process. But we do not own someone's success or their failure. We only support their vision. We do not create it for them. And that's important to know, is that this is still our client's business.
Right, but it's still nice, just like when you're doing coaching, whether it's business or life or spiritual like I do, it's still wonderful to see somebody excel and move forward and watch them grow and prosper. So it's still a wonderful feeling. Now, we only have a minute or so, but before we tell people how to connect with you, I know you have a new book that's coming out, and you're going to be on my TV show too, the Power Your Life TV show, very soon. So just give us a little hint of this new book, Andrea.
Well, it is actually going to be released in August, and it's actually called Why Can't I Buy the Flour and Make Bread? And in the beginning of this conversation with you, you asked me how I started my business, and it kind of goes through a little bit of my trials and tribulations of what I went through to start a business. And for anybody who wants to start a business or has just started, this would help fill some of the gaps, so that way they're able to be a model for success.
Well, good. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that this book is coming out, and you'll certainly keep me posted, and we'll keep our listeners and audience posted so that they know when they can access the book. Andrea, you've been wonderful. Tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can get not just this book, but you have so many other books, how they can reap the benefit of your services and find out more about Dr. Andrea Lee.
Well, they can go to my website at www.andreabizcoach.com. They're also more than able to call a toll-free number at 888-395-0158 or a local number 248-880-8336.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us today, Andrea, and I look forward to your new book, and I look forward to having another conversation, incredible conversation with you on the Power Your Life TV show very soon.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks again. Remember what Andrea said, and being authentic, being real, knowing who you are, being true to who you are, and also being real and honest, and she, Andrea also mentioned follow through, which I think is key, with the people that you're dealing with. And I'm not just talking, nor was Andrea, just talking about businesses. I think this is also imperative in every area of your life, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a marriage or significant others, with your children, with your neighbor. I think that this is something, think about a world, our world, how different it would be if people were living by their word, not just businesses, but yes, businesses too, were living by their word, were being filled with more integrity and honesty in all their interactions, and did what they said they were going to do and came through, what a difference it would make. And there would be less drama, less trauma, and I think people would feel better about what they do and who they are. You can find out more about me and about the upcoming television show and the upcoming TV shows and radio shows at docwhite, docwhite.org. And find out more about how we can serve you. Know that the Power Your Life Network is going to be launched. I'm not going to tell you much about it because it's still under the wraps, but it's going to be launched in a few weeks, and I'm very excited about it. And Dr. Andrea Lee is going to be a wonderful contributor and collaborator on it, so I'm excited about having her as well. Remember, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what you're doing, you have the ability to empower yourself, to power your life in a positive way. And think about this. On a daily basis, when you're interacting with people, when you're interacting with yourself, think about what you've done today. And it doesn't have to be something grand. What you've done today, large or small, that has allowed you to feel really good about who you are. You are incredible, and thanks so much for being with us today, and have a blessed day. Tune in next week for another wonderful guest, and this is going to be a little bit of a secret because I want to just not tell you. I want you to be surprised. Have a blessed day. Thanks for joining Dr. Joanne White and Power Your Life.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.